Hi, it's John David Miller with Aware More Blogcast, Awakening to be Aware More, with Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness. And we're presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. Today's topic is mask mania. Wearing a facial mask for more than a few minutes is ill-advised, as it is very unhealthy. A mask only prevents the spraying of mucus or saliva by coughing or sneezing from being broadcast, if one has those symptoms. Surgical staff personnel wear masks to prevent any spray from coughs, sneezes, or speaking from entering a patient's open wound. Until the recent pandemic threat, masks have not normally been worn throughout a hospital. A virus could pass through a mask like a mosquito can pass through a chicken wire fence. According to Shiva Ayyadure, PhD, an MIT biomedical engineer, and also Dr. Rashid Buttar, DO, a top 50 doctor, Dr. Thomas Cohen, MD, as well as molecular biologist and virus expert Judy Mikovits, and other health professionals, there is no reason for a healthy person to wear a mask, and it is even worse for someone ill. It is actually harmful to reduce oxygen intake and recycle carbon dioxide and other waste by wearing a mask. Someone with respiratory issues or a dormant infection of some type are even more at risk in restricting their breathing and drawing expelled waste back into their system. Wearing a mask increases the risk of illness as the oxygen level goes down and the carbon dioxide and acidity levels increase. So here are some suggestions in regard to wearing a mask. A mask is ineffective in preventing intake of a virus, which could pass through a mask like a small bug through a wire fence. Wearing a mask blocks the spraying of mucus and saliva, but it is ineffective in blocking viruses, and it recycles waste back into your body, potentially worsening your health. If you are experiencing fever, coughing, or sneezing, avoid other people until these symptoms subside. Wear a mask briefly only if a business requires a facial covering to enter. Quickly gather what you want to purchase and get out as soon as possible, removing the mask upon exit. There is no reason to wear a mask outside unless exposed to abnormal airborne contaminants such as heavy pollen, fumes, or smoke, which should be avoided. And it is important to be able to breathe freely and take inadequate oxygen for outdoor activities, exercise, and work effort. Wearing a mask while driving is dangerous, as people have passed out due to restricted oxygen, resulting in crashes and even death. If your employer requires wearing a mask, let them know that this is unhealthy and of little use in preventing transmission of infection. Share the information with fellow workers, and if needed, organize to demand a change of policy. Share this information with friends and relatives, suggesting that they pass it on. In my opinion, the mask idea was an improper guideline used in a psychological operation as a symbol of a fabricated crisis presented by vested medical interests for purpose of vaccine marketing and underscored by ignorant officials exercising unwarranted control measures for political purposes. Again, my opinion. Superfoods like Northern Edge, organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, organic spirulina, flower pollen extract, and herbs are all very important to be added to the diet for the minerals and phytonutrient compounds they provide. Please visit reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. We also have oxygen products for extra oxygen, such as vitamin O. You can check out on the oxygen page at reallywell.com. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.